What is going on, ladies and gents? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray. No clue where Stat is. And we've got JD with us. How are we doing tonight, brother?
Good, bro. How are you?
I'm spectacular, mate. What is happening?
Mate, firstly, I just want to say I like the couch.
Ah, yes. Yeah. This is your first time with the couch in it.
Now on the other side of the room.
How good's it feel?
Oh, it's good. Comfy. I like it.
It's a lot better than what it was. Yeah. With those uncomfortable chairs, man.
Let me tell you, if I get too comfortable, I might fall asleep.
That's the only issue I'm having. See, Stat is a very comfortable man.
Oh, last week in his, I think it was his Uri. I've never seen someone more comfortable.
A couple of weeks before that, he was lying on the couch. Felt like a therapy session. So that's my only issue, is he's getting too comfortable. But hey, man, when you got comfort, why not use it?
Comfortability is king. That's it.
That's it. I'm starting to realize as well, he's never late unless you're on the show.
Yeah, I think honestly, he just doesn't like me. I don't blame him. I wouldn't like me either.
It must be that.
Yeah.
It must be that. Now, we tried to call him. He could be asleep because he's notorious for that.
Yes, he is.
So if he is asleep, I will still release this as I have a chat instead of talk to me because I can't really put another intro in. So there you go.
And we can put a figurine of him in there.
We could. So I don't have a photo of him.
We need that cutout that one of the boys has.
Yeah, one of those Stato cutouts. Yeah. Have him smiling the whole time.
That's it.
How are you, bro? What's been happening?
Good, bro. Things are going well. Work's going well, praise God. Can't complain. How's work with you?
Cannot complain, bro. But I'll be serious. I was walking today, right? I took Chewy for a walk. Went for a 10K walk. Believe it or not, from here to church is 5Ks.
Really?
So I walked over to the cafe next to church, had a coffee, and then came back. Anyway, I was on my walk and I was thinking about that question, how you doing? I was actually thinking about tonight. I go, when JD says, how you doing? Like, am I going to be honest or am I going to give the stock standard, yeah, living the dream?
How you doing?
And you know what? I'm going to be honest, bro. I want this to come out right. I'm very discontent at the moment.
Yes.
I'm not content.
I've been there.
Okay. And not in the way of like, I want more things and I want, no, it's not like that. So before you get into the comment sections and start ripping me like you did last week, let's calm down. I just feel like there's so much more that I could be doing and it's not happening yet.
Yeah.
So I was just praying. I was like, Lord, whatever this big thing is that you've got coming, like, let's go. Like, I'm getting there. I'm getting to that point where I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I've been praying about something for 2-3 months now. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's absorbing my whole body. And that's where I think the discontentment's coming from is like, okay, I'm starting.
It's like a mixture of I want to do more.
Yep.
I'm comfortable where I'm at, but I'm terrified of what's next, but I'm excited at the
Correct.
Same time.
Correct. So without giving too much away, because I don't want anyone knowing about this until God confirms it, there's this thing that I'm praying about and absolutely terrifies my soul. Because it's a complete like life changer if this thing goes down, right? And when God laid this on my lap, I was like, nope, no chance, not happening. Nah, get lost. No. And then he sort of slapped me in the face. Like, and this was all in my living room. I was just sitting there arguing with him. And he's like, no, start thinking about it. Like, don't just shut me out. And I was like, okay. So I started praying about it. Praying about it. Lord, I don't want to do this, but if you want me to do it, like, Let's get it done. Bro, a week passed. I spoke to a couple of people about it, my dad, a couple of spiritual leaders, and they all surprisingly thought it was a good idea. I was like, oh, no. I'm like, no, because I thought, bro, I tell my dad about this, he'll laugh in my face, he'll yell at me, and that's exactly what happened. He was like, no chance, and then like within 10 minutes, he was singing a completely different tune. He was like, it's actually a great idea. I think you need to do it. I don't want you to, but you have to do it. I was like, oh, no. So I've been arguing with God about it, and now it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I'm excited about it. Let's get it done.
About it.
I don't know. Well, I spoke to Pastor last week, or was it the week before? He wasn't keen, but he said, if God's still got this on your heart in a few months, let's continue to pray. I'm going to keep praying with you. I told him, well, good, because I don't want any answers yet. I want God to be moving this properly. So it's just going to be a lot of praying, fasting, and asking for some advice from other spiritual men and seeing what we do. But
that's good, bro.
So yeah, discontent, bro. Not happy at the moment. Like ready to see something go down.
More of a spiritual internal battle.
Yeah, just ready to see it.
I want to do more for God, but I'm terrified.
I'm terrified of what it is. And that's the thing. Like I said this to everyone that I spoke to about, I am so happy.
Mm.
Like my life, it's brilliant.
It's honestly, without trying to be sarcastic, it's probably the best for you it's ever been in a while.
100%. Like I said this to Mark the other day. It's the first time like life is actually normal for me. I'm not breaking anything.
Yeah.
I'm not having any existential crises. I'm not, and you're laughing, but I'm being dead set. I'm not having any emotional, like I'm not having any emotional family issues. Like things are good. Like I'm loving it. And I'm just sitting here like, okay. I'm at church, like ministry's going phenomenal, works great. Like my dog is calming down. Like
yeah, he hasn't barked once this
bro, episode. His ADHD is calming down. It's good. So I'm just like, things are great. Why am I trying to disrupt this now? Why am I doing this?
Honestly, and God loves doing that.
Once yeah.
he starts to get comfortable, he's like, all
right. And it's one of two things, right? And this was the conversation I had with Pastor. I said to him, I go, listen, because he's not a fan of this, right? Like he does want this to go down. And I said to him, I go, if this does happen, great. Like we see what God does. It's going to be crazy. But if it doesn't, the absolute worst case scenario that comes from this is he taught me how to say yes.
Yeah,
and I was like, when I thought of that, I was like, bro, I felt like one of those.
To a lot of people,
I felt like one of those preachers where they come up with like that gun statement. I was like, oh, bro, that's huge. I was like, wow, okay. But no, I was sitting there. I was like, worst case scenario, he's taught me how to say yes.
Yeah,
and as great as that is, that also terrifies me because what is he going to ask? And what am I saying yes to?
Mm.
So that's where I'm at, bro.
No.
It's a long way of saying I'm, discontent.
Mate, you're smiling and you're laughing about it, mate. You're going to be all right.
We'll see what happens, bro. We'll see what future Ray has to say about it.
We'll replay this in a few months' time.
In a few months' time. Bro, I was going through a couple of older episodes today, just trying to work on the podcast, taking notes, seeing what needs to work, what needs to be cut, all that sort of stuff. Mate, God's done a lot in a few months.
Mm.
Like, not just in the podcast, just in general. Like, it's crazy.
He's moving, making moves.
Bro, life's so different.
Mm, very different. I mean, even, you know, even in the non-spiritual sense, like, you've settled down now into your new place, ministry. Like you said, like, your life is actually
different,
getting better in areas you probably weren't even praying for.
Nah, no chance. Just because
you've been focused on, you know, what God has for you.
Well, bro, it's that biblical saying, right? Like, God puts you through the trials to make you go stronger, all that sort of stuff. But he also has stuff for you on the other side. Yeah. Like, when you're going through it, you cannot see it.
No, you can't.
And life is just so much better. It's so much different. And praise God for it. Don't get me wrong. There's still struggles.
No, of course.
Life's still hard. Still a lot of things I'm going through. but nah, God's been good. But listen, I got to start clarifying some stuff, bro. I got a lot of people yelling at me last week from a bunch of things that we said on the podcast. So ladies and gents, I'm going to clarify a couple of things. First off, I clickbaited you all. Yep. How'd you feel about it, mate?
I love all three of you boys, but I saw a notification pop up on my phone, have a chat with Rainstar posted. I was like, all right, let's see this. And the caption said, what is a woman? And I saw a picture of you, Goose, and Stat. And I said, the three most single people I know are talking about women. I go, this can't be true. I go, I refuse to believe this. And you reeled me in. And it had nothing to do with anything I thought about. And I was like, damn it, he got me. But yeah, I actually had I watched a few of the shorts on YouTube from it. And yeah, very interesting.
So here's the thing. I was very proud of that thumbnail when I made it.
Oh, mate,
our three heads and then what is a woman on top of it. I thought, this is brilliant. Mm. Like, this is some of the best work I've ever done. So yes, ladies and gents, it was not about what a woman is and us trying to figure that out. I don't think, first off, we're not qualified. Second, I don't think there's an answer to that that would suffice. And third, very interesting conversation.
Mm.
The transgender argument, the transgender ideology, like that is
very confusing.
Listen, do what you want. We live in a free country. You know, you do what you want, but it's important to discuss this stuff. It's important to start talking about, okay, Are we comfortable with our kids learning about this and just being forced into it? Because right now, people are being forced into it. And this is obviously something that is very, very against God, and I'm not going to support that.
No, of course.
So, yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to clarify. Second thing is this whole Buzz Lightyear thing, right? I had a lot of people angry with me that I said, yes, including yourself, that I said boycotts don't work. And I don't think I was very clear with what I was trying to say there. So let's rewind. Okay. I feel like I'm apologizing to, for some reason, a lot of people decide to watch last week's episodes. I have a lot of people to apologize to this time.
Great people.
So Buzz Lightyear, here's the thing. Boycotts work. Okay. They do work. But what I was getting at was that when a person says they're going to boycott something because of a social media trend, I don't think they work. Because that social media trend is a high and then it just fizzles out. That's what I meant by that was like, obviously if everyone on the planet decided not to buy Kuhn cheese, no one's going to buy Kuhn cheese ever again or cheer or whatever it's called. But what I was meaning was I think you need to be a little bit more, you need to be thinking a little bit more about what you're choosing to boycott and whether or not it's something you're going to stick to.
Yeah.
Now making the choice not to see a movie, brilliant. I love that. But to say I'm never going to watch anything that Disney ever produces ever again, I think is a little far-fetched.
Well, in the sense that, well, obviously the Disney CEO or whoever she is, president, she came out saying that they're going to put that in every film that they release.
50%, yeah.
Well, okay, so is it 50%?
It's 50% of content, okay.
So if you decide to boycott that 50%, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Right. If that's your stance, but if you go, I'm going to boycott Disney in general, there's a very high chance you'll probably end up watching something from Disney anyways. Yes. Intentional or not.
That's right. Because they own so many companies that you don't even know.
There's so many things that exactly I didn't even know was owned by Disney. And with all honesty, like I'm not going to go into the effort of researching which companies Disney owns, runs, whatever, produces.
So let me put it this way, JD.
I will search the movies to find out.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So let me put it this way. If you're boycotting Disney, get rid of your iPhone, go buy a Samsung. They own part of the company.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at is that when people say this stuff, I don't think they're thinking it through.
Yeah.
Because if you're boycotting Disney, that means you're getting rid of your Disney Plus subscription, which if you're going to do that, good on you. But you're getting rid of that, which a lot of people use to watch the old school stuff. Lion King, Aladdin, classics, all that. Yeah. Like I watch
clean, wholesome.
Let's be straight out. I've got it for my Star Wars content. I watch all my Star Wars stuff on there. So like, I was just trying to say, take the stand where you need to take the stand, but don't just blatantly say stuff like that because at the end of the day, if you're really trying to get your voice heard by Disney, they're not listening to that.
No.
What they're listening to is the fact that Buzz Lightyear made $50 million less than what they were expecting this weekend.
Thankfully.
Which is utterly amazing. Mm. That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Very happy, actually, because it then says to them, that's fine. You can put it in there.
Yep.
But because you're forcing us to have to watch it, like it's a kid's cartoon.
So
like,
yeah, that's not, my thing. It has nothing. Yeah.
If I took my nieces or nephews or whatever, cousins, whatever, to watch these films, they've got no idea what any of this stuff is. Mm. It then starts
Getting into their heads.
And then obviously, you know, if they go to, depending on what school they go to, there's going to be people talking about it. And again, social media, like kids these days, half of them have iPhones, Androids, whatever. I'm like, I had like a Nokia.
Yeah, it's a very different world now. It's a very different world. Yeah, very different.
It's very accessible to get information. Listen, and the wrong information.
I got my first phone in year five. And it didn't have a SIM card. It was just to play Snake 3D.
Bro, Snake was the best
Snake was the best game in the world. But yeah, it's very different, right? So to a lot of people's chagrin, I went and actually watched the movie, okay? Now, I cannot tell you why I watched the movie because on my way there, I was thinking, why am I going to see this? Like, I really didn't care for it. But I started to realize I'm really curious, like, to see what happens, right? And granted, I could have done that another way. I could have just waited for it to come out on Disney Plus, not giving them my money, whatever. But I'm an adult who knows what they're trying to do, and I wanted to see what was going on. So I went and watched it. Let me tell you, the lesbian kiss was not my issue with the movie.
Okay.
My issue with the movie was everything surrounding that kiss.
Oh.
Okay. You got really scared there, right?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here?
So, no, this was my issue, right? It wasn't that the two characters kissed because it's a peck that lasts for a second.
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But it was how much they normalized the relationship between the two side characters. Okay. They're not even main characters in the movie. Yeah. Spoiler alert, they die. Okay, so like they're not even important. They're not that important to the plot.
All of the story.
Which is the whole point, is that they just shoved these characters in there just so that they could have them.
Yeah.
And that was my issue. So my issue with it is there's a lot of time-based stuff. So the granddaughter of the person who were of the lesbian couple says later on in the movie, when they're not in the movie anymore, are my grandma's, or my grandma had her. And that was my big issue with it. It wasn't the kiss. It wasn't all that. It was how normal they made that line.
Yeah.
And how much they're expecting everyone to just be accepting of that. I said to people I was with, I would be happier if they were making movies or cartoons solely about lesbianism and gay stuff, because you know what you're walking into. But to shove that stuff in there, bro, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous if a kid sees that. And like, I sat there and I was like, there's no chance I would ever take a kid to see this. No chance.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that hard to please when it comes to movies. I'm really not. I realized that a couple of months back. Walked out of the movie thinking, oh yeah, that was all right. Like, whatever. But then the more I started thinking about it, the more I was like, this thing was rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, that aside, it was such an adult cartoon. Like, the good thing, the thing that Disney and Pixar do well is they put adult stories in kids, like, movies. They do adult themes in kids' movies. Like, Toy Story is all about acceptance and separation and learning to deal with moving on and things like that throughout the whole series. But with this, it was just so adult. I don't know how to explain it, man. Like, all the characters were adults. There was nothing that was, like...
So is this them like in the future from the previous movie?
No, so apparently like it's meant to be meta, right? This is meant to be the movie that got Andy excited about Buzz Lightyear and got him to buy the toy.
Okay.
So we're watching the same movie that Andy watched.
Okay,
yeah. No. And so that's why the media outlets are all trying to say, oh, people didn't go to see the movie because it was marketed wrong and it was terrible. No, people didn't go to see your movie because you're trying to shove things down our throat. Yeah,
100%.
And this, more than anything, like more than the announcement, more than what I've seen in Star Wars and Marvel in the past, this more than anything has gotten me to say, okay, I'm being a lot more selective with what I view from you guys.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we need to go from there, is how selective are we being with what we're showing our families?
It all comes down to, again, a lot of people just jump on social media trends, but it comes down to depending on what your intentions are. If you're just jumping on a trend, all right.
But that's the thing, bro. I feel like a lot of people do. Christians especially. Yeah. Especially when there's like a trend that Christians can jump on board. Because there's so many other trends out there that they don't jump on board with because they're bad. They think, okay, this is the first trend we can jump on board. Let's go. Like, let's get it. When I think the problem with our society in general is we need to take a step back a bit and just be like, is what I'm doing right or wrong?
Yeah. It comes down to, again, obviously, like with your beliefs and everything. Like, Disney is now pushing this into 50% of their movies. The LGBTQ community is pushing acceptance and freedom of speech and being able for, you know, if someone wants to be identified as whatever they want, you have to call them that. And if you don't, most of the time you'll get warnings from work or even you'll lose your job at some places.
Yeah.
But the thing that upsets me is, as a Christian, we have stances and we have things we stand by, but if we voice them, we're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Like, Israel Folau lost his job for posting on Instagram what he believed.
Yep. Stuff that he lost his job for posting a verse. He didn't even comment on it.
But, like, if you're posting scripture and you're losing your job over it, and someone is posting hate towards him, they're fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're allowed to hate on people.
That's right.
Of the Christian faith.
Yeah.
But you have to accept everyone else.
And they did it to Gina Carano. She's an actress in one of the Star Wars shows. Okay. So she's a conservative, right? She posted some political view on her social media. Nothing that big from what I recall. It was just that it was disagreeing with what Disney stood for, and they fired her on the spot. They had already planned a TV show to be hosted, like to be done by her, like her character was gonna be the main character in this TV show, and they cut it. They cut her out of the show completely. Just like, wow. So she's with Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro and all that now. She's making movies with them. But yeah, very interesting, interesting world. So that's my clarifications, ladies and gents. Please don't shoot me. Don't give me threatening
boycott.
And, yeah, don't boycott the show, please. I'm struggling with viewers as it is. But nah, like it's good. You're meant to clarify things, especially that's when it's not understood right. So
that's all good.
Yeah, please don't shoot me this week. I'm sorry.
That's right. This won't be a clickbait title, hopefully.
I better come up with more clickbait titles, bro. Yeah,
you got me good.
Bro, there was a documentary title. Look,
if you convince me to watch my own episode, you win.
That's a fair point. Listen, that was a very good documentary, bro. You got to check it out. Yeah, I was very shocked. Nothing Christian-based about it whatsoever. It was very cool. Very interesting.
It was just, honestly, they just wanted to know the plain truth of what these people viewed a woman as.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to change topics.
Yes.
You and I discussed something on the phone a little bit earlier, and I'm very excited about it. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Strengthen Christ and Have a Chat with Ray and Stat, Talk to Me, all that stuff. We're collabing. We're going to do some stuff together.
Hopefully soon.
I'm looking very forward to it.
I'm very excited.
And the reason I'm saying on the show is so that we don't let it slide. Like, yes. We're very good at that. So we're going to get some accountability here. So what we're doing, though, we're not making shirts. We're not making merch, even though I just ordered that as we were going through this. So maybe we will. Ladies and gents, as you know, Talk to Me has been on a little bit of a hiatus because it is just struggle street to get guests. It's hard. Bro, I'm being dead set. It is so hard. I'm literally begging people every week.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, no offense, you're the third person I asked to come on tonight. Like, that's how weird it's been.
Ouch.
Yeah, sorry, bro. But so it's hard to get people on. So I was talking to JD about this earlier, and he's got a lot of contacts around the people who like to share their stories and this and that. And so, JD, what are you going to be doing for us, bro?
Hopefully, we'll be bringing on a few friends that I've met over the past few months and over the years, and from different avenues of life, Christian and non-Christian, but that have different. I think one thing that is important, like we like on this show, is diversity and being able to see different point of views.
Yeah,
different,
especially if we disagree with them.
And yeah, like it's good because it shows that, you know, it's not very one sided. It's always like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Christian, which is, you know, at the end of the day, salvation is.
We're just not fishbowling ourselves.
But we're not,
yeah.
We're not just trying to hit one target area, one target audience, but, you know, trying to get people involved who may not, you know,
believe what we do,
or they may not be on, like, they may not understand the things that we talk about, but someone else, they might.
So, JD is going to be sponsoring a bunch of episodes of Talk to Me coming out very soon, over the next few months, where he basically, he's actually acting as a talent scout. He's going to be grabbing people, chucking them in the seat the he's street. Sitting in. Yeah, just random people off the street.
No.
And he's going to chuck them in that seat and he's going to get them talking to me. And it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
Excited.
It actually got me excited about Talk to Me again because I have missed Talk to Me, bro.
It's good. You go that one, or not one, you go a few levels deeper where you talk about things that aren't normal conversations.
And for me, like, the whole point of Talk to Me was I learn from people, right? I love learning from people. I love hearing their stories. Like, so much so that even before the podcasting started, like, I would have conversations with people and be like, bro, that would be so good to get, like, on tape and get other people to listen to. And I think people's stories are just vital. They're awesome. So
different walks of life.
Yeah. It's going to be good to get some different stories on here. I've got one coming up in the next month or so if she doesn't back out. I'm looking forward to it, bro. This thing's moving again.
Thank God.
It's moving again.
Good things, good moves.
Yeah. Liking it. If my life wasn't busy enough, I'm adding the podcast to it. And
that's all right, mate. We're praying for you.
Thanks, bro.
The Lord has for you, mate.
It's good, bro. It's fun.
Sure, we'll support you, mate.
It does all right, you know.
Doing all right, mate.
That's all right. A little
upgraded
bit of
a couch.
Sorry?
Upgraded to a couch.
Mate. Upgraded to a couch, bro. You know? Things are looking good.
I love that we upgraded to a couch and downgraded the host, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm very upset. I was actually looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to seeing him.
I was even talking to Stat early today.
Were you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, he goes, I'll see you tonight. I go, I'll see you tonight, mate. Can't wait. And then.
And then nothing.
Doesn't see me tonight. I think it's because I messaged him saying, I'll see you tonight.
Probably had no idea. He came up with something else. How weird would it be if like something really serious happened?
Well, like in fairness, he hasn't responded to the text or the phone call.
So. Yeah, but stock standard stat, that's normally he's asleep. But how bad would it be if like something really serious went down, like an emergency?
I mean, yeah, let's not talk about that because the last time I got very frustrated with someone. I didn't even know it was you, and it was you in a car accident. So
that was so funny, bro. I'm not. That's good times. That's good times. But yeah,
thing I actually wanted to bring up because, mate, yes, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
But things have got even better in the last 2 weeks as Bulldog supporters.
Brother, how good is life right now?
Mate, what is going on?
We are the best worst team in the league.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
It's so good.
Can I tell you, I was thinking about it the other day. It's exactly what I expected of the Dogs this year. Mm. Like when we were coming into this year with Barrett as our coach and the team we had, I did say expected this.
Mm.
Like
how we're playing now.
Dirty games where we're just grinding, trying to get a win, but getting a couple here and there.
Yeah, results, yeah.
Like, and it's felt good. Mm. That Tigers game was tough to watch, but we got the win at the end of the day.
Yeah, the first half was a bit sloppy, but it picked up.
That's what I'm saying. It feels good, bro. But two wins in a row.
The Parramatta game, because I went to it with two of my Parramatta friends. They wanted to go to the game because they wanted to laugh at me.
Of course.
Right, let me tell you, I have never been so happy in my life.
Bro, there was nothing
That was
better.
The most ridiculous performance I've ever seen.
Especially since we put it on Moses and Gutherson, bro.
Oh, when he got that disallowed try, I was so happy when Burton knocked it out. Best moment.
Bro, that's good times, man.
But it's how about man of the match in both those games, Max King? Christian.
Really?
Yeah, boy, Christian. That. Yeah, good. He's actually one of the few boys, you know, in NRL that promotes God outside of.
That's mad.
Well, it's really good to see.
Yeah, honestly, I am not that caught up with footy players and who they are and what position. Oh, bro, I've been so bad.
Danny Manor actually sent me. He had an article in, I think, in the newspaper or something.
Oh, that's hurt. Nice. Yeah, gotta check that out.
Read. Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, we're losing this weekend. I'm expecting that. Yeah,
next weekend. Mate, this weekend, we're not losing. Lebanon versus Malta tomorrow,
That's
mate.
Right, bro. We've got Lebo versus Malta, and we've also got Origin this Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we're winning the next game. But that's what I expected. And that's
what, if we just put a decent performance against the Sharks, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Para's much to like see where we're at, because Para is just one of those teams.
The problem with Para is if they're not versing a top side, they don't play well.
They're just, therefore, they buckle.
Can't really gauge.
Yeah, they buckle. But I'm excited to see how we do against a good team. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think we're going to get smacked, but I hope
honestly think that it'll be like 28-20. It'll be a
you reckon?
Game. Yeah, it will. Because we'll put it this way: being a coach, coaching soccer for years, when you're on the win that we had over the Roosters, everyone was like, "Oh, is this going to change things?" If you watch back the game, Roosters probably played their worst game.
We didn't
game
deserve
ever.
That game. And I remember I put up an Instagram post up that game, and said like with the score, I was like, "Don't get me wrong, say what you will about the Bulldogs, we're still rubbish."
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, we did not deserve that win.
If you watched the Para game, it was a different it was a different switch.
Pod has done something.
Yeah,
and
I think the main thing is done, and I've done it before with my teams as well, is. When you've got a lot of players who have been there for long and they get comfortable with losing, they lose the passion and the heart to 100%. Play that extra gear. And unfortunately, that happened with the likes of Dufty and Pangai and Vaughan and all these guys who've had a lot of experience and played for ages. They just got sick of losing and they just didn't put the effort in.
100%.
You know, we dropped players, moved certain players to the bench, told them if you don't step your game up, you're not going to have a spot on the side. Mate, I've never seen half these players play like this.
Yeah.
We promoted guys who were playing on the bench and playing well for us that were young and had heart.
Mm.
So the starting side to say, look, you deserve your shot because you're putting in the effort. And mate, we've been killing it.
It's been good.
Max King went from literally our bench player who'd play 30 minutes a game to now our starting prop. And he's not even a prop.
Yeah.
He's a second role slash.
That's the crazy part. Who was playing fullback this week? Was it Averillo?
Mate, and two games and he's been phenomenal.
Bro, this guy's at fullback? Like, you were kidding?
Because honestly, when you have a coach that backs you, because moving someone from center to fullback says, I trust you with pretty much everything, really. Because your fullback runs everything from attack to defense. They kind of organize from the back because they see the whole field.
Yeah.
They're behind everyone. But so it's good to see the boys actually have confidence in playing as a... That's the thing. They're now playing as brothers who go out for each other.
It's very good. It's very good to see. It's a very
different mentality. Yeah. And, mate, it's honestly, it's just like church family, mate. Like,
it's good.
You're backing each other and you're there to support each other.
Yeah.
It changes a lot.
Stat, what do you reckon?
You know what's funny? This is probably, Stat would have been his favorite part.
Oh, 100%.
Because his dogs are flying.
100%.
Let's do it.
You know what? Stat's not here.
Let's do it. Let's you do have it.
A stat machine.
Stato.
No, this is ridiculous.
Stato.
There's no way.
How good is that?
You should. Okay, that's enough. You should be banned. No, there's no way.
I love buttons, bro. That's hectic. I love buttons. Bro, this weekend, got a very cool Sunday coming up at church, doing a fundraiser.
Yes, the bake sale.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been meaning to talk about it for ages on this thing, and I keep forgetting. Yes. This thing's going to be mad. I'm like very, very looking forward to it.
You've managed to convince all the people in our church who, and there's a lot, who make desserts, cakes, cookies.
They're all jumping on board.
So all jump on board, and I cannot wait to get diabetes.
It's going
to
be great. So here's the thing. It's a bake sale, but it's also a sausage sizzle. So if you can't go to Bunnings and grab a snag, just come to us on Sunday. Come for our morning service and come have lunch with us afterwards.
I can't wait.
It's going to be phenomenal. Like,
I'm going to be sitting down at that Bunnings, at that sausage sizzle the whole day.
I can't wait, bro. Three, four sausages.
Great
easy.
Idea, right?
I'm very excited. Okay. Well, I didn't come up with it. It was a group effort, but I'm looking forward to it. So we got that. Ooh. With a bake sale. Mate, these girls are... The stuff they're telling me they're going to make. We've got like cookies, brownies, toffees, cupcakes, cakes, this, that. Like,
I'm excited.
Bro. And on top of that, something that a lot of people don't know about, because we're sort of doing it in the background, is we're doing a silent auction.
Yes.
So this, I don't know if you know what a silent auction is. I've had to explain it to a lot of people. So what a silent auction is you put an item for auction. And then next to it is a piece of paper. You put your name, your phone number, and how much you're willing to pay for it.
Mm.
And the person that ends up with the most, the highest bid at the end, wins the item. Bro, we got some good items coming up. We got some really good stuff. I don't know if I can say what they are.
I know what one of them is. I'm not going to say it.
Yes, you do know what one of them is. Yes.
Let me tell you, mate. I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great stuff. Like, looking forward to it. They're going to be good items. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah. We're giving, I don't know.
Just average things.
It's not like we're giving you a car wash, for example. Like one of the guys is going to come wash your car. No. We're doing a car detail and we're going to get it professionally done.
Although, Ray, now that you've said that, that is a great idea. I can guarantee you, if you put yourself up to wash someone's car, people would pay money just to humiliate
you. Listen, I was thinking that. If I put my name up to do basically anything, I think I'd get something out of it. Yeah. People like to embarrass me, so I don't know.
Speaking of embarrassing, are you still doing your push-up challenge?
I am.
I mean, I'm not going to do it on air.
Yeah, thanks. Because then you'd have to get another camera, film it. It's a whole production. I am. And good thing you brought that up because it's only 4 days left.
Oh, is it?
4 days left, bro. It's been a mission, but we're getting it done.
Has
so
it been more quiet than your last one?
It's a lot quieter than my last one.
Your last one, it was like the first time you'd ever done it and we were all really excited.
Everyone was all over it, bro. I think the thing that stopped people this time was I said, if you're going to make me do it, you have to film it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were bothered to post it. So we were
most
good.
People just don't want to do it for the laugh. They don't.
Yeah.
They forget about the promotion.
But the whole point, like, so that was the thing, right? Like, that's what I noticed last year. Last year was all about the push-ups and the laugh and just let's get ready to do something, which I'm absolutely fine with. I love the laugh. But the point of the charity and the point of what's going on there is to promote mental health awareness. And you know me, I'm a massive advocate for this stuff. I do a couple of things every year. To promote mental health. And so that's what I wanted to make sure was happening this year was if people are going to make me do push-ups, go for gold, but post
promote
it,
the cause, yeah.
Promote the cause, because I'm a big believer of getting people to talk about this stuff. I think not enough people do.
No, they don't.
And that's my big thing, especially Christians. Like the big attitude around Christianity is if you've got issues, give it to God. And that is a great thing to do and 100% you should do that. But in saying that, he's also giving you other ways to deal with things. And if you need to go down those avenues, go for gold. Mate, I wouldn't have been able to get over my PTSD and all that if I didn't actually talk to people about it and have counseling sessions and get it done. That counseling was bar none for me, bro. Yeah. Like, I needed that. So I just want people to know that they can go and talk to people and it should be done.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's important because it goes Because, I mean, I can guarantee you there's a lot of guys and girls out there that are going through it and don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And they don't, 100%. They don't know the signs because, like, no one, you're not really taught about it at school or anything. Or I mean, they're pushing transgender stuff at school, but they're not pushing important things like mental health, suicide, and all these other things.
And those numbers fly up. They're flying up in teenagers, man. And it's rough. It's rough to see. So something as stupid as a push-up challenge, I'm happy to do that to get more people talking. I mean, I've had one or two kids come up to me and be like, listen, I want to talk about something. Like, you know, what did you go through? And I talked them through it. And for me, that's what it's about there. Yeah. And that's why this time around, I've also been posting verses because for me, when I was going through a lot of that stuff, verses helped me out. So I've been posting verses, you know, different parts of depression and anxiety, PTSD, all that sort of stuff, just to help people out and know, you know, God's out there. He wants to talk to you, and people are out there that want to talk to you and get you through it. So, yeah, 4 days left, nearly there. It's 3,300 push-ups in 24 days. I'm doing 4,300. So
add 1,000.
Yeah, so I added 1,000 over one weekend.
What are you on now? What have you got left?
That is a great question. It's all on the app. No, it's all on the app, so the app counts it out for me. I think it's under a grand left, so just under a grand, so...
That's not too bad. 4 days.
Yeah.
200 to 250 or so a day.
Yes. Today was 198. I think tomorrow's like 160. And so I think it's about 600. No, it drops and rises. Like each day is different. Okay. So one day you'll do like 230 and the next day you're doing 110.
Okay.
So like it really changes it up.
So it's like a full program thing on like an app.
Yeah. Right. Really well done. It's really cool. And it really tests you.
Yeah.
But no, I did 1,000 push-ups with a mate from the gym. This guy's a psychopath, bro. He's crazy. He goes, come with me.
1,000 push-ups.
In an hour. Bro, this guy's insane. So he comes up to me, he goes, Ray, every Saturday of the push-up challenge, I do 1,000 push-ups in an hour. Come join me. I go, no chance. But then the more I spoke to him about it, the more I was like, you know what? I'll do one. So I went out one Saturday. It was 1,000 push... Someone's entered
Speaking of push-ups... Stato.
No, it's not Stato. Oh, it's my sister. Stato.
Hello, Mariana.
Hello. We're matchy matchy. Hello. You know what? Just take Stats here. He's not coming today, it looks like.
See that? Hello. Respect.
This is, this is very random. Yes, put the earphones on. I'll put your mic up. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing here?
You invited me over.
I did.
For afterwards, but I'm early.
Go that way.
This way?
Left. Yeah.
We're good.
I don't have a great voice, but you know, hello.
All right. So, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, we're doing something after, so there you go. We've got no stats, so why not? This is just, anyway.
How's life?
Pull that towards you, mate. Right. Use the mic. Don't be scared of it. Okay. Yeah, don't be scared of it. Utilize it.
It doesn't bite.
So, anyway, as I was saying.
Yes.
I'll do one session with you. It goes, all right. So I rock up. 8 o'clock Saturday morning, terrified out of my mind. I'm thinking, I don't want to be here. And he goes, okay, so 1,000 in an hour. This is how we do it. It's 17 push-ups per minute. I think about that. Okay, that's not that bad. It's all right. But he neglected to tell me we're also doing 600 squats as well.
I can't even do 17 push-ups in general.
So 17 push-ups a minute plus 10 squats a minute, and then you rest for the rest.
But I thought it was 1,000 push-ups. Where did the squats come from?
He added it in. He goes, yeah, it's great.
This is like that video where someone put a caption that said, what is a woman for clickbait? And it got everyone in there.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. It's exactly what he did to me. So I rocked up. Bro, the first 20 sets, rough. Like just...
First 20?
Yeah. In my head the entire time, like, this is crazy. Because 17 push-ups alone, like...
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst, but it's also not the best. Like, it does tire you out. So doing that 4 or 5 times, you're like, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm fine. I can go move on with my life. You know what I mean? But no, you keep going. You keep going. Those first 20, it's like, bro. And then once you get to set 21, I'm there. I'm like, I don't remember what life was like before this. I genuinely feel like I've been doing push-ups for the last 24 years. And so we just kept going. And it was weird because there were points where I'd be drained and wanting to cry and losing my mind. And then there's other points where I'm hyping up. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. How cool is this? Let's do it. And it was psychotic. And then we got to the last 5 sets. which lasted about 15 sets because we just didn't know when it stopped, and it finally stopped. Bro, full on.
Yeah, you couldn't convince me to do that.
Bro, I got home, conked out for the rest of the day, like just tired. That wasn't the hard part. The hard part was Sunday. I couldn't breathe.
He looked like he was in so much pain. He was standing around going, oh, I'm like, what's wrong? Because I did 1,000 push-ups. Like,
No, I'm being dead set. No, I'm being dead set. Like, I wish I was putting it on, because what it was every time I'd breathe in, my chest would like compress and then breathe out. And I could feel it compressing and expand every time. It hurt.
That's no good.
Yeah, so did all that for mental health apparently.
Yeah, how was your mental health?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. Nah, not good.
That is your... Oh, Ray.
Cooked. Yeah. I forgot to mention, this guy's in his 50s. That was done with.
Honestly, the utmost respect to him.
His name's Sash. You're an absolute machine, but he's a psychotic, bro.
Show me the video.
He's a psychotic.
He's like a boss, like built.
He's a machine. He's shorter than me.
Should have this guy on.
Bro, I've tried. See what I mean? I try, bro. I try. People don't want to come on. And fair enough.
Just tell him he has to do 1,000 push-ups and you're just recording
the whole time. Nah, but yeah. That was an effort.
1,000 push-ups in an hour.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, I would try to knock out as many early and then take massive rests. But the fact that you can only do 17 and then 10 squats, no.
The thing is, obviously your form gives way. Like, you're not doing the perfect push-up by round 5 or 10 or whatever. But it's more about the mental game.
Mm.
Like, the mental game behind it is crazy. Mm. Like, just telling yourself, no, don't stop, keep going. Mm. That's the crazy part.
No chance.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. It's good. But, yeah, that's that.
No, that's nuts. So, you got 4 days left and then you're back to freedom. No more push-ups.
Yeah, bro, looking forward to it. So, Friday's the last day.
He'll be doing them in his sleep and he's not.
Honestly, like, you'd have to. He's got... You're doing that many.
Honestly, it's all you think about.
300.
Can I tell you, the dumb thing was, I was meant to take a photo at the beginning of the month.
Yep.
Because last time I did this, like, the body change was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And it just showed me how important, like, just normal calisthenics are for your body. It is crazy town. It's good stuff.
Yeah. They've done so much research on it. And they're like, they tell people, just do 20 push-ups and, like, 10 sit-ups a day. It won't hurt you and you won't feel it, but gradually over time it'll actually do something to you just for being active.
But yeah, we keep saying 4 days left. It's coming out Thursday, so tomorrow is my last day.
Okay, yeah.
Which is Friday.
The viewers.
Congratulations on making it.
Thank you. Pull the thing closer to you. Stop being scared of it.
I'm trying.
Yeah, there you go.
She's sick. She doesn't want to get the mic sick.
I sound like a dying whale.
Can't be that much worse. It's not that much worse. It's not that much worse than Stat. Not that much worse than Stat. Let's be straight out.
Is he feeling better?
I don't know. We tried to call him and then no.
Was that a dog?
Or Chewy crying?
No, that was
Chewy.
My dog.
Yeah,
my
Chewy's
dog crying.
He saw me. He
he's
me
a sook.
Oh,
he's a sook.
What a big baby. But speaking of your sickness, how about everyone in the past 3 weeks has had influenza?
Bro.
Well, because no one has been outside. Well, nurse is going to come out.
Yeah.
No one's been outside to actually catch it. Yeah, I'm a nurse. No one's been outside to catch it.
Yeah.
So now we're catching it.
That's fair. It's true.
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't gotten sick in a minute. I'm looking forward to getting sick.
No, I've just had one long sickness that hasn't left since I had.
No. So here's the thing. I need to time I need to time my sickness. Like, I've got a few weeks coming up where I've got no study. And I need that week to be the week I get sick, because then I can just stay home and just not think about anything.
Can't you just do that anyway, since you've got nothing on? Why do you have to be sick? Why do you have to be miserable the only time you're free?
No, because it gives me a reason to sleep all day and not do anything. Like, if I do that and I'm healthy, I feel like I'm wasting a day.
Yeah,
and I'm guilty about it and, you know, redeem the time, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I
and
was
like,
say,
nah, I can't do it. I need to be sick to do it.
Yeah,
I need to be sick to do it, man.
Yeah, that's, you work ridiculous hours. I work ridiculous hours.
Yeah, you do too.
Let's not even get started about this guy. You don't even work.
My hours. I was explaining this to someone today. My hours are just different. Okay.
It's very true.
They're just different.
What is your work day?
Like, okay,
what's your work day supposed to be? What time and what time?
This is hard. Because if someone from work sees this. Okay.
Yeah, fair point.
I've got a KPI to hit, right?
Yes.
So I'll work the day on Monday.
I'm going to get Ray fired.
Yeah, I know. Big time. I work the day Monday. No, my boss is really cool. She's fine with it. So I work my day Monday. I won't say how long that takes me.
Yeah.
And then I go to church on Monday around 2 o'clock. So from 2 to 9, I'm working for the church, you know, doing that stuff. Tuesday is my only day I don't go to church. So I only do Virgo stuff. Yep. I do that on purpose because I need a day away. Mm. Wednesday, I work and then I go and work from the church office for both Virgo and church from about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, all the way to about 7:30. Okay. Thursday, I don't start church work until about 12, 1. And then I go to 7:30, go to Dave's from there. Because I've done so many hours during the week, I work 3 hours. I work 3 days a week for church. Friday is normally only 3 to 4 hours, sometimes 2. That's how I have the time.
And that's why he's done so many push-ups this month.
So what do you do on Saturdays besides push-ups?
Saturday is normally ministry day. And if not, I go do something random. So that's life, yeah.
Like watching Buzz Lightyear.
Apparently. Anyway, you're here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Raymond.
First time you've ever been on the podcast. No. This wasn't the plan.
No, it wasn't, but it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, a lot of...
I make moves,
no,
bro.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's not you. It's See, here's the thing. A lot of people... It's not brought to you by Strength in Christ. They're getting nothing out of this. No. Like so, here's the thing. Everyone keeps saying to me, you're a dog, bring your family on. And they don't realize, including her, because she's yelled at me.
I have not.
Yeah, when am I coming on? That stuff, right? And then I thought, no, listen up. I have a plan.
Yes.
I've got a specific plan for my family members. Because here's the thing. My mum's story is one of the coolest stories I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
and it's also the most psychotic.
The best.
Because she married a guy after knowing him for 2 to 3 months. And then moved to another country with him. Like,
do you know this guy?
Yeah, he's my dad. But like, you say, like, I don't want 20 to 30 people listening to that.
Yes.
I want 150 people to hear that and be like, bro. You know what I mean? So my family, like, I'm holding out. You know what I mean?
I not once yelled at you, when am I coming?
Yes. There was one. No, you jumped on the wagon when they yelled at me.
I was like, look, it's up to him.
Huh?
I would jump on it too.
Yeah, 100%. Why not?
But, so hold on, let me get this straight. You have your sister and your brother who are willing to jump on.
Correct.
There's people who you've asked and aren't available to jump on.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, I'm glad that you decided to use logic.
No, it's just I'm so married to my plan right now.
Yes.
I don't want to change
it. Just let him stick to his
plan. Know what I'm saying? Even though my plan's taking a long time, as it should. But yeah. Plus, it's not like right now, no one wants to listen to two Haddads talk about something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want to get a different perspective. They don't want to hear me and Marianne talk about us being kids. I mean, if you do, put comment below, let me know. But like, they don't want to hear about that stuff. That's when like later. Yeah. Anyway, it's in my head. It makes sense in my head. Doesn't make sense in real life.
Like a lot of things you do.
Correct. Yep. Anyway, you're starting a new job next week.
I am starting a new job.
Excited?
I am, and I'm a little nervous because I haven't done anything outside nursing ever. So
she's giving up on the nursing life, right?
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm giving it up full time. Lord willing, I'm going to do it casually. But I have to reapply for that. Yeah, to keep my license up. I don't want to.
Can I tell you? How long you been doing it? 7 years.
7 years will be 8 years soon. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't blame her. I don't think, and I mean this with all utmost respect to all nurses out there. I think you're phenomenal. There's
thank you.
No one better on the nurses, not you.
I know. I'm still gonna take it.
Look, you missed out on the boat.
I think nurses are phenomenal. They're great humans. They do some crazy stuff. Like some of the stuff they have to do is beyond me. I see zero incentive of being a nurse.
There is zero incentive.
There is zero incentive to be a nurse. They get paid rubbish. They get the go during shift change, like around the hospital. See the amount of nurses that are walking up and down towards the hospital and away from it.
Okay.
Because they've either parked 20 minutes walk away because the hospital won't give them a place to park, they'll make them pay like 30, 40 bucks a day. Is it more than that?
It's about, it's 24 a day, but if I have staff parking, it's 40 a fortnight.
It's 40 bucks a fortnight to get these nurses to park there.
The staff parking is a 3-4 year wait list, which I didn't bother going on.
That's ridiculous.
They can't park in the hospital that they save lives at, literally save lives at. So they have to walk 20, 30 minutes, right? If that's not enough, some of them say, what's the point of driving my car there? I will take public transport because it's the same distance, right? Because they can't find street parking. On top of that, you've got a nurse. Most of the time, they're ladies because a lot of ladies get into this field. And they're walking in the middle of the night to their car.
Not the safest.
You want them to die?
Towards Warwick Farm.
You want them to, like, you see what, like, this is what angers me about it. And then they work like, how many hours you normally work? 12 to 14?
12. If I do overtime, about 14.
And there's never a day where they're not doing overtime because someone runs late or because they need to do something. Like, it frustrates the living daylights out of me how much rubbish these nurses cop, and they're getting paid next to minimum wage. Like, are you kidding me?
It's a bit rough.
Like, I'm sorry, but like,
I've done work.
That's Ray's rant for today.
Thanks, Ray.
Like, we did the work at the new hospital in Nepean, the one that it's being built.
I've driven past it. It looks pretty good.
It's very nice. It's probably really quiet too.
I was born there.
It's great. Nepean Hospital.
Mm.
Really? Explains a lot.
That used to be Penrith Hospital, right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But like, we have gone around in places and there's actual rooms that the nurses and doctors sleep in.
They have sleeping rooms there?
You need to upgrade.
What a dream.
You but see like, what they I'm have to sleep never. At work. You see what I'm saying? They don't have that much. Like, if someone doesn't show up for their shift,
it's
like,
a joke.
Double shift.
Like, it's a joke. Right. And then they say, oh, yeah. Like, and then they say, oh, yeah, we need nurses.
Ooh.
I'm not, like, I'll be straight out. My kid wants to be a nurse. I'm sorry, go choose a different field.
Honestly. Tell them to come and speak
like,
to me.
Like, I've asked her. I go, like, is it worth being a nurse? They go, listen, we became nurses because we love helping people and that's what we do. But no. It's not, there's not, bro, I don't, are you meant to raise a family with this stuff? No. So when she told me she'd leave in nursing, I was loving life.
Mm.
I was very excited for her.
Thanks.
And she's working from home.
Yeah.
No, no, totally you got a full upgrade.
Bro, I can stay home in winter. That's all I'm caring about. No, like, 5 a.m. get ups in the freezing cold, which I hate. As
the best part
everyone
of
who knows me.
I love waking up at 4 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good that your tears don't even make it to your nose because they're frozen by the time they leave your eyes.
Well, see, that's the thing. I work from home, but I still get up at about, depending on the month. Yeah, I train early, so.
Yeah, I see, people that choose to wake up that early to train are psychopaths.
No, I hate myself every day for it.
Yeah, they're psycho. I don't trust those people. Hence, I don't trust my brother. But
you know why? Yeah. It's the first thing that I've denied myself for the day.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's not something I would deny myself.
Yeah, it's not good. No. But yeah, that's life.
Yeah, so I've decided to leave nursing full time. I can't stay on because of the way the hospital system is now. My boss can't keep me on casually, so I have to reapply casually despite needing nurses. So I'm waiting for her to post jobs, which she said she will in a few weeks. Yeah, I don't want to leave my team. I love my team. I love my job. But I just can't do this full time anymore. A lot of my colleagues have said the same thing.
It's shift work. On top of all of that, it's shift. Like, yeah. It's not like their life is easy enough. No, it's shift work. It's a joke.
No.
Pull your head in, New South Wales Health.
So I'm
going to get in trouble for this, bro. I can tell. They've done so much for me. Thank you for helping me with the car accident.
I can't wait for like the band title to be on this.
I swear. Oh, wow. Thank you, Cogra Hospital, for helping me out. I appreciate it.
I can't say anything. So,
yeah,
am I allowed to say this stuff? I feel like I'm going
to
get in trouble.
Am I allowed to? Because
you're not in health.
I don't know. I work for the government.
You're in construction, but you're not in health.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Get rid of me? Then the building doesn't get built.
They got plenty of electricians they can take.
Honestly, that's why they hire us. There's a shortage.
Yeah, so you're moving on.
Moving on.
It's good.
It's scary.
Good.
But it's good.
Good times.
I wanted to do something different.
Ooh. Yeah, nice.
I'm a specialist for...
Okay, let's relax. If there's anything that people in business know...
Hey, I'm taking it.
If there's anything people in business know, these titles are absolutely ridiculous.
I know that.
100%.
But I'm taking it.
Mine went from workforce development consultant.
Sorry, what?
Workforce what? Development consultant.
I love when they just make up titles.
Just stupid titles. No, that's not my title anymore.
Oh, okay.
Now it's support advisor.
Wow, you got downgraded.
It makes a lot of sense.
A few words, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but my role at church is youth work administrator.
I would just love to see that on, like, you know, those, the blocks that they have on your desk.
Oh, bro. Work development. Now you should, you should see it on my emails, man.
Oh, don't tell me. It's
yeah, it's on the email.
Under where you sign. It'll have yeah, raised.
The signature.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm, good times.
Yeah. So. But, no, honestly, I'm happy in my industry. I'm sure you're happy.
I don't have no complaints, bro. I work for church. I'm loving life.
I feel sorry for you.
Look, one more week this week in nursing. Last three night shifts to go.
Good quality times.
Last three night shifts.
That's
a swan song and a half.
Yeah, stuff that.
No.
Anyway, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap it up with verse of the week. Okay, I wasn't going to do one, but I thought, why not? I like this verse.
We missed last time.
Yeah, but that's because we talked about a lot of Christian stuff. Like, anytime we talk a lot of Christian stuff, I don't need a verse. Like, as long as we're giving the good content, you know?
That's it.
Anyways, so you guys share that. Go to Psalm 73. All right, Psalm 73. So I preached on this on Friday night. Quality passage, right? Long story short, it's a psalm of Asaph. He was a singer-songwriter. And Asaph was complaining about the fact that evil men are winning and godly men seem to get nothing. And so that's what this whole psalm is. It's his complaint. It's a long complaint about God. Why is it that these guys in verse 7, he says, their eyes stand out with fatness. They wish they have more than their heart could wish. They have everything they could ever want, and they're loving life. You're right there?
With the page?
One page. There you go. There it is. Anyway, so he's complaining this whole time. He's saying, like, God, what is the point? Like, and then he goes on to say, like, what is the point of me living this Christian, like, this godly life, this following after you and all that? Like, what is the point? And then he finally comes to his senses, and he goes, you know what? I was wrong this whole time. I have so much more than my heart could bear. And he says in verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but my God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That is awesome. That's great. So he goes, mate, I'm going to fail. My flesh is going to fail. I'm constantly going to stuff up, and I shouldn't be dragging my feet through the dirt because of what I just said, but he never fails, so I'm good. He's my strength, and he is my portion. And I missed verse 25, but he says, and this made me smile when I read it. Like, as I was preaching it, it G'd me up. It goes, whom have I in heaven but thee, and is there none upon the earth that I desire besides thee? What do I need? I got you, man. Yeah. I got you. I'm going to fail, but I've got you. You're my strength and my portion forever. That's awesome.
God is good.
JD.
All the time.
Comments.
Well, actually, I kept reading ahead, and I actually got to verse 28, and it says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works.
Yeah, I was reading that as well. That one's good.
And yeah, honestly, that literally sums up.
It's good, huh? Actually living. It's quality stuff. And it was one of those things where I saw, like, every Christian thinks this way at one point.
100%.
Every Christian. And it's, I don't want to say it's fair enough, but bro, you're going to go through it. You're going to think that God has given you the short end of the stick. But when you look at things properly and you realize, hold on a minute, God's given me everything. He is my everything. I'm going to fail. Like, there's nothing more than that. True. Mary?
Yeah, I was just reading like 7 again. Their eyes stand out with fatness and they have more than heart could wish. It just shows like how much we are blessed here in this country. That even though like right now we have some shortages in food and things like that, and you know, prices going up with everything, it just reminds us that we still have things.
We're
not
well
going
off,
for want. Like, we can have things to substitute our other things. Like, mum was making salad and instead of using lettuce we have to use cabbage now,
which everyone's doing.
Which everyone is doing.
It's rubbish. I disagree with, but anyway.
It's rubbish.
Which, you know, is a downgrade, making fattoush with cabbage, but like, yeah, I know.
Ouch.
But anything mum touches is perfect.
Yeah.
But it just, you know.
What more could you want when you got him?
Yeah, we're blessed. Comes back to being content, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. Wow, this went back to the start of the show, bro. Well done.
Full circle.
Very good.
Full circle.
Good at that full circle stuff.
No, that's good. I like
love
that.
It. Well, that was it. That was honestly, I wanted to be a short thought. Like, but mate, this, like, God worked on me to preach that, and this sermon, like, blew my mind. It was really good. Really good passage. Take a read of it, ladies and gents. Psalm 73, and just read it with an open mind. Be content because you've got God. Don't look around you. Look to Him. That's all you need. And that's all we need from today's episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat.
Ray and Mariana.
Hi, Stat.
Where can the people find you, JD?
They can find us at Strength in Christ on Instagram. It'll be in the description.
Yep.
And
you created your own social media again.
Yes, I'm back on socials, but don't add me. I'm boring, so
okay.
Don't worry about that one.
Mariana, you were on long enough to give us a plug. Where are you from? Where can I find you?
I am on Mary94_RN or my quotes page as well, which is _A_mustardseed.
That's right. Take a follow of that. Take a look at that. It's pretty good stuff. Ladies and gents, you know where to find me. Ray Haddad 97 on all the social media platforms. Follow the podcast. Start subscribing. Get your friends on it. I want to start building this thing out. Yeah. We're getting there.
It's follow and share.
That's it, guys. Get on it. We're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all your podcast feeds. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us and have a chat with Ray and Stat. Thank you, guys. Bye. We'll see you soon.